Puerto Rico has officially exited bankruptcy this month. 5 years ago, the territory was saddled with debts, and leaders began negotiating a restructuring plan that, like companies, reduces the debt that it owes. It was a big reduction, more than $25 billion, and economists say this makes it the largest debt restructuring plan in American history. But an oversight board has also imposed harsh budget-cutting measures on the island's government, affecting everything from pensions to public utilities. Luis Valentin is covering this. He's a reporter for Puerto Rico's Center for Investigative Journalism. Hi, Luis.
Hi. Hello. Thanks for having me.
So this presumably kind of turns the economic page, or tries to. The executive director of a federal board that's overseeing Puerto Rico's finances and its debt restructuring said, "This is a significant success. Remaining in bankruptcy has been a drag on the economy." Can you help us understand how this economic stretch has really hurt regular people?
Yes, I mean, when the board began its work, there were severe budget cuts imposed to the government across agencies, and that certainly took its effect on the quality of services being provided to the people. On top of that, we had the hurricanes Maria and Irma.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, we had earthquakes. Then after that, we had the pandemic. So it's been tough for Puerto Rico people and for its economy to really move forward. And the bankruptcy process certainly had its toll, and there's a level of uncertainty over Puerto Rico's future and how its economy will grow based on these conditions.
And for regular people on the street, are they aware of this, or do they get a sense of, okay, at least on the financial side, our lives might start to improve?
Puerto Rican people, they know that there's a board, and they know that the bankruptcy process is there, and that Puerto Rico has a huge amount of debt. But they really care about the effects on the services that are being received. For example, you have lack of reliable infrastructure. We all remember how the power grid on the island suffered severely after the hurricanes, and it's still not reliable enough for Puerto Rico people to feel safe and comfortable with that. You have streets in conditions that are not acceptable. You know, there's a lot of effects on the austerity and on the conditions on the island that really affect normal people and their lives. So they see this process as highly complex. We at the Center for Investigative Journalism have conducted several investigations on the effects on the people of Puerto Rico of this process. Most recently, Cartas de la Quiebra, the Puerto Rico bankruptcy letters, we show how normal retired teachers and public employees have all suddenly found themselves in the largest bankruptcy process in the history of the United States, and trying to navigate that process without lawyers who represent them, by themselves, in a language that it's not their language, because they speak Spanish, and the whole process, it's in English. And they're fighting for their claims against the government, for unpaid salaries, for example, or litigation claims against the government, that all of a sudden are part of this huge case. Teachers are still fighting, and they challenged the confirmation of this plan, and they're still in court waiting for that decision on their appeal. They're fighting the freeze on their future benefits.
Can I just ask you a little bit more about the austerity measures here? I mean, getting out from debt feels like it's a good thing, but, you know, where in the Puerto Rican economy, say, you know, with university budgets, et cetera, where is it really taking a bite?
Yeah, I would say that the University of Puerto Rico is the best example to show how tough these measures have been. In terms of budget reductions, right now, this week, there are talks about further reductions to the university budget. Again, we have to remember that since, you know, 2017, there were budget reductions implemented to the university already. And again, the university has been operating on a bare minimum budget. And it shows on the infrastructure, it shows on the lack of classes and conditions for professors and employees of the university. And that has its effects on students, for example, and reduction to its budget that have put in peril, I would say, its operation. And there's a lot of people raising flags over over those cuts and the effects that it could have in moving forward with the university as we have known.
Luis Valentin is a reporter for Puerto Rico's Center for Investigative Journalism. Thank you, Luis, for taking the time.
Thank you.